This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said something profound about when Laylatul Qadr is. He said, if I knew that Laylatul Qadr was one night out of the entire year and it wasn't exclusive to Ramadan, so if Laylatul Qadr was potentially one night out of 365 nights of the year, he said it would be worth it that the believer gets up every single night of the year and worships Allah for that entire night just so he can earn the huge reward of Laylatul Qadr. Imagine then, brothers and sisters in Islam, when we definitely know that Laylatul Qadr is in only one of 10 nights of the year and they are now in Ramadan. Allahu Akbar. How much energy and how much motivation should a believer have to get up for the last 10 nights of Ramadan? Brothers and sisters in Islam, this question always comes up from time to time when we are especially in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. People are always concerned and asked, when is Laylatul Qadr? Did you see the signs? Has anyone seen a dream? When? And so on. Laylatul Qadr and when it is, there are over 40 opinions, as Ibn Hajar rahimahullah mentions. Some said it is in the odd nights, and that is something authentic that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Some said it's on even nights, some said it's on the 27th, some say on the 23rd, on the first night of the last 10, in the last night of the last 10. There are so many opinions. And so the idea here is, don't focus on when Laylatul Qadr is. Don't pay attention to when it is. Your attention should be paid on what Laylatul Qadr is. When you know what Laylatul Qadr is and what virtue it carries and what reward it carries and its honor and its greatness, you will be motivated to worship Allah Azza wa Jal for all 10 nights, as opposed to the one who is focused on when Laylatul Qadr is. When it's an odd night, he is motivated to worship. When it's an even night, he is not motivated to worship. If someone saw a dream that Laylatul Qadr was last night, then he gives up on worship all the way until Al-Eid. And this is the problem that happens when you focus on when Laylatul Qadr is. And if you pay attention to the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never made a mention of when it is. Rather, Allah azza wa jal, he said, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. What will give you a clue as to what Laylatul Qadr is about. Allah focused on what Laylatul Qadr is. And he never said, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَتَى لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. Allah never focused on when Laylatul Qadr was. And then that's why in Surah Al-Qadr, it's all about what Laylatul Qadr is. When you know its virtue and what it's about, you are motivated to worship all night. And it is khayrun min alfi shahr. It is better than 1,000 months of worship. Allahu Akbar. You know, there is a narration in Al-Muwatta that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw the ages of the previous nations and how they lived for long lives. And he compared it to the ages of this ummah, which is between 60 and 70 years. So he felt worried that we, with this short age, might not achieve what the previous nations achieved of reward because they lived longer and were able to worship Allah longer. So Allah Azza wa Jal gave him Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alfi shahr. We were blessed, we were gifted with Laylatul Qadr, so we can add a lifetime of reward into our good deeds. Imagine you live 10 Laylatul Qadr in your life, or 30 Laylatul Qadr, or Allah gave you life and you witnessed 40 Laylatul Qadrs in your life. Imagine that. Then that means 40 lifetimes are added onto your good deeds. Allahu Akbar. You meet Allah Azza wa Jal with mountains and years and years and centuries of worship. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us of those who stand up in worship in Laylatul Qadr. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to accept from us all. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.